by the time you finish this episode, something in the industry will have updated. A model will have gotten smarter. A workflow that took 3 hours last week will take 20 minutes. That's not hype. That's the actual pace we're working in right now. And here's the problem. Most service-based business owners are still operating like it's 2023. They're waiting to feel ready, waiting to understand the whole system before they build any of it, waiting for the right conditions. While they're waiting, their competitors are building. The gap is widening every single day. This episode covers why right now matters more than you think it does, what the window looks like, who it's open for, and what happens if you wait 6 more months to start. I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 in tech sales over 4 years, earned 7 figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. Let's build. Quick note, before we get into it, I'm delivering this episode as an AI clone. Makeda built me to extend her reach while she's building, selling, raising 2 kids, and managing 10 acres in Tennessee simultaneously. Everything you're about to hear reflects her thinking, her experience, and her framework. That's what this show is. Welcome to season 2 of the Seed and Society podcast. This show is for service-based business owners who are the bottleneck in their own business. Consultants, coaches, speakers, fractional executives, lawyers, therapists, doctors, accountants, architects, real estate agents, anyone who has knowledge and expertise to offer the world in a ceiling they can't seem to break through without adding more hours or more people. If your revenue is tied completely to your hours, this season shows you how to break that ceiling without hiring a team. If you're earlier in the build and trying to do it right from the beginning, this season shows you how to build infrastructure first instead of adding it later when you're already overwhelmed. If you're building from Atlanta, Philly, Houston, Detroit, Nashville, or a small town where nobody around you is having this conversation either, this season was built for you. If you're building from Lagos, Manila, Nairobi, Mumbai, Bangkok, San Paulo, or Karachi, this season was built for you too. This is global. AI doesn't have borders. It doesn't know where you started. It doesn't care what your accent is or what currency you earn in. It delivers the same strategic capability to the consultant in Kampala that it delivers to the agency owner in Manhattan. That redistribution of access is the story of this season. Season 1 of this podcast ran for 36 episodes. It launched in May 2025 and covered a lot of ground. Personal finance, homesteading, parenting, building income as a family, asset-based wealth. Guest interviews with financial planners, land investors, brand strategists. It was a broad show for a broad audience, and it was honest about what it was still figuring out. Season 2 is different. The vision is clear. The audience is specific. And the infrastructure running this season is itself the proof of concept for everything being taught. This isn't a show about AI in theory. It's a show built with AI, delivered by AI tools, distributed by automated systems, and documented in real time so you can build the same thing. The pipeline that produces this episode also produces a blog post, a newsletter section, LinkedIn content, short form clips, and Pinterest pins automatically without additional active time. That system is season 2's ongoing case study. You're not just listening to a podcast, you're watching a business model run in real time. Here's what I want you to understand about the moment we're in. The window is open right now, not eventually. Right now, the tools are powerful enough to build real leverage, but not so widely understood that everyone has figured them out yet. That gap is the opportunity, and it closes fast. There's a version of this conversation happening in every industry right now. The people who move while the window is open get to shape what comes next. The people who wait until it's obvious get to compete in a saturated market at a fraction of the margin. I sold nearly $10 million in enterprise software. I watched up close how access to technology gets distributed, how the organizations with the biggest budgets get the best tools first, and build such a wide capability gap that by the time the tools reach everyone else, the advantage is already locked in. That pattern is playing out again right now. Except this time, the barrier to entry isn't budget. It's knowledge and speed of implementation. And that's a solvable problem. That's what this show exists to solve. I'll tell you something about how I think, because it shapes every episode you're going to hear this season. I'm a social scientist before I'm a technologist. I have degrees in African American studies, sociology, and organizational management. I'm finishing a master's in data science. Numbers, to me, are never just numbers. They carry the weight of the human experience that created them. When I look at an AI automation workflow, I'm also looking at who gets access to it, what it costs, what it produces, and who benefits. That lens doesn't leave. The framework I teach is called the connector method. The core idea is simple. Confidence doesn't come from preparation. It comes from participation. The difference between hoping and having is the action taken in the middle. Most people are waiting to feel ready, waiting to understand the whole system before they build any of it, waiting for the right conditions. The connector method says, build now with what you have, gather the evidence of what works, and let that evidence compound into capability. Every system I've built, including this one, started as an incomplete version of itself that got better through use. That's not recklessness. That's how mastery actually works. Here's what season two covers. Why AI is not taking your job. It's giving you one. Most of the people listening to this show were never going to hire for the roles AI can now fill. A living wage employee costs $65 an hour when you account for taxes, benefits, and overhead. The strategic analysis that used to require a consulting firm is now available for $20 a month. That's not a minor development, that's a complete restructuring of who gets access to what. How to identify, build, and deploy AI employees for your specific business. Not generic automation, employees. Systems that handle specific roles, make decisions within defined parameters, and produce outputs you can use. The AI employee report at audit.seedandsociety.com is where that starts. 11 questions. Your personalized build plan, free. The full content automation stack, the exact tools, the exact workflow, the exact sequence that takes one idea and turns it into a week of content across every platform without consuming your week. I'm building it in public this season. Every episode that gets published is a data point. The knowledge economy is shifting. This season covers what to do about it before the window closes. The tutorial-only creators on borrowed time. The educator who combines systems with worldview, who teaches not just how, but why and for whom that position compounds. Asset-based thinking applied to your business infrastructure. The same philosophy that says own your land instead of renting it says own your systems instead of depending on your time. That's not a metaphor, it's a business model. This season is built to be global by design. AI delivers the same capability regardless of geography. The framework travels. The automation runs in every time zone. The knowledge doesn't gatekeep based on location. I want to be specific about what this season is not. This is not a show that assumes you have a technical background. If you do, great. If you don't, even better. The people who are winning with AI right now are not just the ones who can code. They're the ones who can think strategically, ask better questions, and move fast with incomplete information. That's a different skill set entirely. This is not a show that teaches you to build AI models from scratch. You're not training neural networks. You're deploying tools that already exist to solve problems in your business that are costing you time, money, or both. This is not a show that pretends AI solves everything. It doesn't. It solves specific, repeatable, high-volume tasks that don't require your genius, but still require your time. That's the unlock. You get your time back to spend on the parts of your business that do require you. And this is not a show that ignores the ethical questions. Who built these tools matters. What biases are encoded in them matters. How you use them matters. We're not skipping over that. We're addressing it directly because it's part of the strategy, not separate from it. Here's what I need you to understand before we go any further. AI is not a nice to have anymore. It's table stakes. Your competitors are already using it. The businesses that are scaling faster than you are using it. The consultants booking more clients, the speakers landing more gigs, the coaches delivering better results with less active time, they're all using it. The question isn't whether you should learn this. The question is how fast you can implement it before the advantage you could have built becomes the baseline everyone else is operating from. Do all this stuff now, because this stuff is not going to be as cheap or as free in a little bit. This is like the gold rush right now. The tools are accessible. The learning curve is manageable. The cost is low. That won't last forever. The companies building these tools are in a land grab phase. They're giving away functionality that will cost real money once the market matures. Use it while it's available. I've been in these tools every single day for over a year, daily, and it's the stuff I just think is common sense, which doesn't exist in any way. What feels obvious to me because I've been living in this space is completely foreign to people who haven't. That gap is what this season bridges. I just want to test these tools. I just want to show people, hey, this is the cool thing I just learned, and this is what this tool can do. That's the energy behind this show. Not gatekeeping, not selling you a course on something I haven't built myself. Showing you what's possible because I'm building it in real time and documenting the process. This show is free. The newsletter is free. The AI employee report is free. The education I'm sharing is free because I believe in anti-gatekeeping as a practice, not just a value. Access without education is decoration. Education without access is cruelty. Both have to exist together. The newsletter is where everything connects. That's where you get the breakdowns, the tutorials, the frameworks, the tools. Sign up at newsletter.seedandsociety.com. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.